Good morning, everyone. This is Dharma Espresso for today on 5 B's, 5 Vietnamese words beginning with B, part 1. Have you ever thought about your old friends who became unfriendly with you? Have you ever questioned why they do not return to your temple, your church, your organization, or your group anymore? Have you ever asked yourself why you don't participate in a group or an organization anymore? I have often thought about those who used to be our friends but have become distant with us and left us, or those who joined our group and then quit. Generally, from phone conversations with them, the causes are due to reasons summarized in 5 B words. These reasons came from people who no longer are friends with us. If you no longer participate in a group, you may also belong to one of these 5 B-word groups. Number 1, being busy. Why don't I see you coming here anymore? I've been too busy. This excuse is very easy to use. People don't want to say directly that they don't want to come again, so they said they're busy. Busy is a very common excuse because usually no one blames others for being busy. Number 2, being sick. Why don't I see you coming to the temple anymore?
I've been sick.
Being sick is the second justifiable reason. When you call in sick to work, you have to sound sick. When you don't want to do something like going to a meeting, you can say that you are too busy. However, if you don't want to go to work, you have to say you're sick. You can't say that you're busy. So being sick is a serious excuse, a bigger reason. Being busy and being sick are the two most common reasons people use as excuses for absence. However, these excuses are not sufficient enough, because when you are no longer busy or sick, you would have to get back to your friends or your organization. Number 3, being sad. This is a deeper reason. When you make a slip of the tongue or do something that offends others, they don't want to come back. They expect you to be good like a saint and wouldn't want to return when you make a certain mistake. In another case, you might have hurt their feelings, so they feel sad, detached, and don't want to come back. This sad feeling often arises in people with great expectations. Dissatisfied expectation becomes disappointment. Being busy or sick is a temporary reason, but being sad or upset is a permanent reason for people not to return. They would never tell you that they are upset. When they see you, they would greet you quickly and leave. There is no warmth in it anymore. The genuine friendship for each other that used to exist is no more. Even though you've changed and are willing to apologize, they would not be open to listen to you. Thus, you should be careful not to upset others. To make amends, you need to open your heart, be able to apologize and bring joy to them in order for them to be friends with you again. When newcomers of an association hear old-timers gossip, boast, or say arrogant words which hurt their self-esteem or make them lose face, they would never want to come back. For example, if you bluntly ask a person, "Why are there so many pimples on your face?" You may never have thought that the person cared a lot about her appearance, and you have inadvertently humiliated her. You thought it was just a joke, but it hurt that person's feelings deeply. Since expectations are strong hopes or beliefs of what people think will happen or what they think about themselves, we must respect them. There are no flawless organizations because their members are still ordinary humans, still in the egocentric or altruistic consciousness level. No one has reached the selfless level, so they continue to make mistakes. Upsetting others seems to happen quite frequently. Careless or intentional words that don't meet people's expectations can irritate them. Number 4, being stuck. This is an even more profound reason. What's being stuck? It's when there are conflicts, but we can't talk about them. Everyone is right in their own views, but not from others' standpoints. Sometimes our assumption of people's intention in doing something is quite different from our own. The Buddha said that when you develop flesh eye, you can see things that others can't, such as a valuable item inside a drawer. With heavenly eye, you can see things happening thousands of miles away, but you do not understand the cause and people's intentions. Only with the third eye, Dharma eye, can you see the causes and the conditions, the people's intentions when they do something, see the intertwining causes and effects in life, and the evolutions and transformations in their web of affinity. But the wisdom to see the Buddha nature when transcending worldliness is called wisdom eye. To get out of being stuck, you have to have Dharma eye to understand the cause and condition of what happened, why it happened, and what motivated it. You're in a fix because you don't know why others are upset at you, left you, unfriended you, or in many cases make you feel uncomfortable when meeting a certain someone, in part because you're still sulking about that person. Being sad is being disappointed. Being stuck is associated with sulking, anger, and in a bind. Being stuck is a form of being in a rut because you can't overcome your negative emotions and feelings. A friend once said to me, "I only want to be friends with people who get along with me." That means you're stuck. You can't befriend people who are not in harmony with you. You can only befriend those who are suitable for your ego, not realizing that your ego is still full of blind spots and shortcomings because you're not a saint. In other words, when you said you can only befriend those who get along with you, you're stuck or in a bind in many situations. Being stuck is being in a bind due to your pent-up resentment and anger. You feel you are being treated unfairly. You feel uncomfortable in a fake relationship. Even after you have changed and improved yourself, people don't know it and still treat you the same way Javert treated Jean Valjean in Les Miserables. They always find faults in you and make you feel stuck or in a bind, not wanting to interact with them anymore. It's a unique phenomenon in human life. In a relationship, you feel stuck, especially when you can't say, respond, or prove to others that you have changed. You can't do anything because people already have prejudice toward you and won't change their mind. They think everything they see now about you is accurate. Thus, being stuck is a miserable state, giving you no chance to enhance the relationship. Clearly, both being busy and ill are excuses people use for not coming back. A deeper reason is being upset, distressed, or unwilling to do things. The next reason is being stuck, when people either sulk about you or you sulk over others. There are many hidden causes behind anger, being upset, or feeling misunderstood, to the point that people's perceptions toward others can never be changed again. The prejudice keeps building up over time and becomes unchangeable. Some people have criticized my lectures on many occasions because they cannot fathom all the angles of my viewpoint. When they start to learn more about Dharma, they become even more disagreeable. It's not that they have a deeper understanding of Dharma. The hard feelings or prejudices arise due to their disagreement with the Dharma teacher, not with the Dharma. Thus, when they listen to Dharma lectures, they continue to have conflict with that teacher. As a result, they become stuck and can no longer progress in Dharma study or practice due to their prejudice toward the teacher or the Dharma lecturer. For that type of person, I've had to spend a lot of time apologizing to them and gradually untying their knots before they could come back to the right view. Being stuck is a very complicated and entangling problem. Number 5, dropping out, angry and rejecting good conditions. You drop out, no longer want to return because you see nothing good for yourself. No benefit, no boost in your wealth, health, or fame, and no spiritual benefit either. You belong to an organization or a group of people, but you can't talk to anyone. Perhaps there is a discrepancy in social status, financial status, success, level of education, or health situation that you think you don't fit in. How can you think that Bill Gates would be a friend of the Compassionate Service Society? It cannot be, because he doesn't speak Vietnamese, and because we practice Buddhism and sitting meditation. We cannot do what he's doing, saving people's lives in Africa. His lifestyle is not suitable for most of us in the Compassionate Service Society. It'd be quite tough for a billionaire to be a friend with poor people like us. He lives with fame and status in Seattle, while we're in Orange County. How can we be close friends with him? Out of sight, out of mind. There are many other reasons. Dropping out means that very often you intentionally stop coming or come only one time because good conditions are lacking. I no longer know how to contact and connect with many of my old friends since school days, or friends I met at seminars, since so much time has passed. So I have to drop them. You also realize that we have to drop many old relationships we had before we left Vietnam. We can't find them, but even if we can, there's a gap in culture, occupation, and other things that make us uneasy in reconnecting with them. Behind all of these problems is egocentric consciousness, always finding ways to satisfy its egoism, face, and selfishness. In other words, all five B's, being busy, sick, sad, stuck, and dropping out, are included in egocentric consciousness. We're stuck in our egocentric consciousness, only aware of our own ego, not the altruistic or selfless consciousness. When we say to someone, "I'm very busy," we should contemplate and look back in our mind. What is our true thought about that person? If we say, "I am sick, I cannot come, I'm sorry," then we should ask ourselves how we feel toward that person, what that person has done that makes you feel uncomfortable. Or when we say, "I'm sad and I don't want to come back," we should ask ourselves what expectation or wish we may have had. Why can't we be more open and offer our warm friendship to others to make positive influences on others instead of letting them influence us? When they make a slip of the tongue or a mistake, why can we not forgive them? Especially when we feel displeased and stuck, we should ask ourselves, "What have I done? Why is my ego so high? Why is my own self so big? Why do I think that I alone am the center of the universe and nobody else can be? Why can't I open my heart and arms to embrace, connect, and empathize with others and allow others to understand my own feelings so I can build a bridge of love with them?" Those are the questions that we should ponder. Lastly, there are situations when we have to back out because we truly do not have enough energy and time to maintain those relationships. However, we should not drop important spiritual relationships. I urge you to examine each of these five B words. Where are you in each of the five B word situations? How do you improve yourself to go beyond the five B words so you will not make excuses for not self-contemplating, but only looking at others and blaming them for all your miseries, being busy, sick, sad, stuck, and dropping out? Thank you for listening. Please don't drop me. I hope you'll always love me. If you enjoy this lecture, please share it with others. I wish you a peaceful, joyful, and awakening day.